So during our presentation that we made to grade 8s about World Education Day, we were able not only able to raise awareness about our focus school, Sky School, but we were also able to raise awareness about the issues about refugees all around the world to grade 8s, which I think was not only meaningful to us, but to them as well, since they had their migration unit. How do you guys think the presentations went?
I personally think that our presentations themselves were quite good, and that we had like clear and concise information. We explained exactly what Sky School does, how this connects with their migration unit, etc. However, I do feel that the audience wasn't that engaged in us, and perhaps next time we should perhaps start with a game or like an icebreaker. I know we didn't have that much time, but in order to engage the audience.
I felt like our presentation was a bit too long for like a middle school audience, because they kind of just want to get to the chase. It would have been really good for like a different audience. It would have been good for adults who are really, really interested and want to know everything about Sky School, but for middle schoolers, it was a bit long. But it was good when we had the Kahoot. They liked Kahoot.
I think the audience, though, was maybe not this presentation wasn't exactly suitable for our audience, but it was good that we were able to present to middle schoolers, especially because we were able to raise awareness outside of our high school community. And also, since they were grade 8, we can like get recruit people to join Sky School next year.
I wonder if preparing for the presentation, actually presenting, helped you guys build more confidence in your knowledge of Sky School and your ability as advocates for Sky School.
Yeah, but one thing that I was gonna say was that I felt that the presentations, even though not every single person was engaged, one or two people who are interested in refugees, they were like engaged throughout. Like, you can't really tell exactly who it is, but there's definitely gonna be like one or two people who are engaged, and maybe not no one else is. But the point is that you get those one or two people so that they want to join next year.
I definitely feel like I was able to learn more about the refugee problem itself and Sky School through preparing the presentation. For instance, like Daniel, I didn't really know about him, but then after I read through his like articles and like what he went through, I was able to understand like why he's a key advisor for Sky School and what role he plays to our like focus group itself. So,
adding on to what Aram said, I was able to understand some of the integral parts of Sky School, such as like the blended learning program, as that was something that I was introduced to prior to the presentation. Hence, this was a great opportunity to kind of test what we already knew, and also it was a way for us to learn more about the focus group and also just Sky School in general.
I didn't really get a chance to present, but I think just by going through the presentation and helping create the presentation, it kind of cemented things. Like I can't remember who mentioned it, sorry, but like learning about the blended learning program, we'd heard a lot of these terms before and vaguely knew what they were. But I think just preparing the presentation, whether or not enough students from middle school were engaged in it, I think it helped us as a team to understand Sky School better and to understand what kind of efforts, as well as the issue of refugee education, better. There was, I think, a common issue that I kind of noticed is that with middle school students, even with the presentation we made last year, Tarni and I made last year, for the application process, they tend to be very easily distracted and not. So I think we need to work more. Like, the primary school students were super interested. Teachers we know are super interested. Maybe something that we need to work on is looking at how to engage kind of the middle school, the high school students in understanding the issue, because we had the correct information, but perhaps it wasn't the right format for them.
And I think, like, one of the reasons our grade one awareness raising session was so successful is that we kind of began with a story that was familiar to them, but also some of them hadn't heard it before.
Yeah.
And it was that story that captured them and allowed them to kind of open up and start a discussion. And some of them said these incredible things that we didn't even like realize they were capable of coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
And they made such wonderful connections between their own lives and the lives of refugee youth. And so maybe one thing that we could do is make sure that when we're presenting, we're developing more of a narrative rather than, okay, this is Sky School, this is why we're doing it, and this is what a course looks like, but going through the story of a Sky School learner. So starting from the reasons they fled their home, the reasons, the barriers that were between them and a public school education. And then this is where Sky School steps in, and these are some of their reflections and some of the feedback that they provided. And so that way, they're invested in the story a bit more rather than the little piees of what is Sky School, sort of thing. Maybe it's just a suggestion.
I think we may have lacked the engagement piece, like how when we were doing our grade one session, we made sure that they wrote letters to refugees at the end. But this time, to the middle school students, we just kind of presented, and then there was no like action at the end. And maybe that was also why they maybe lost interest after listening to us for a while. So I think next time when we're presenting, it's probably important that we remember to include that.
Yeah, I think it's very easy as presenters to fall back on the classic Kahoot option at the end to engage audiences. But I think one thing that we all noticed is that they only really came alive when they had an opportunity to do something, and how when we were presenting, they were falling asleep and not really interested in or engaged in the things that we were talking about. But when we mentioned a Kahoot and we said, this is a game for you guys to play, they took that as an opportunity that was not only like a learning experience for them, but also as a chance to like do something fun. And I think that's something that we also need to acknowledge, that back in middle school, we would have probably been the same. And that as high schoolers, we've kind of adapted to the whole sit for a few hours and listen. And I think middle schoolers have not really gained that skill yet, especially like grade sixes and sevens. So I think going forward, we need to keep in mind that just because something works in high school doesn't mean that it will always work for younger audiences as well.
For sure. And I don't even think like in high school we would have had a very engaged audience.
Yeah.
I think that is kind of the reason why we've fallen back to trying to engage the staff and the teachers at our school, who have shown a lot of interest and that is a valid reason to keep them informed and updated in what we're doing. But I think if one of our goals is to reach out a little bit more to other parts of our UWC community, then we would definitely need to maybe talk to the teachers at that grade level a bit more, see what works for them, what works in their classes, maybe get some feedback from students. Like maybe you could send out a feedback survey sort of thing to the teacher as well as the students, and we can ask the teacher to ask some students to fill it out, and they could provide some suggestions, and then we know that that is something that is probably more likely to work than something that we just go, oh, why don't we just do that then?
I personally also think that on the topic of engagement, we during the Kahoot, we actually like Anushka said, we made them do something, but perhaps we could have like tried to foster discussion by asking them questions throughout, like after each slide maybe, or asking them if they've had any experiences with like migration, which they didn't like, etc. To just like try and foster discussion so they're like more comfortable like in front of us to speak, rather than just sit and listen and fall asleep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, like
how we did in the K-1 session, how you related it back to their life. I think we said that maybe middle schoolers don't need that because they get where refugees are. And the reason we chose for the K-1s to relate it back to their life is because we didn't think they'd be able to understand what a refugee was without doing that. But I think something I've learned from this is I think no matter what your age is, and even if you know what the issue is, I think it's a lot more powerful when you can somehow relate it back to your life, and something about that empathy would I don't know how we do it, but I think that'd be something good to keep in mind, that we try and relate it back to the audience's lives and their minds, so it's relevant to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Just kind of building on that thing about how with the K-1s, as I said, we kind of pitched it to their age and to what was relevant for them. We didn't say everything about Sky School. I feel like in the middle school presentation, we tried to give all the information at once, but it wasn't all relevant. Like, all of us joined really passionate about this issue, but to join, we didn't need the incentive of knowing exactly the logistics of how the courses work, how long the courses are, and stuff like that. So maybe we could still mention some of those important points, like they use a blended learning program and this is what it is. But I think instead of going into so much detail and the logistics of how Sky School works, we can keep it more relevant to them. For example, the way Tomoko said, maybe instead of putting the narrative somewhere in between, we make that the main point, like we started with Daniel's story, so that we show them rather than what we do, because they do have an impact on what we do, so it's not like a concrete thing. We could start off more about why we're doing what we're doing and how we want to help. If you're interested in doing things like this, then join. But maybe going into so much detail, they kind of zone out.
And I wonder if we can make it available, like freely available, so having like an entire detailed presentation with external links on our student blog, so we can share that with people who are interested. But for everyone else, we provide enough leeway that if they were interested in another initiative that was working for refugees, whether or not it was education related, this presentation was still would still inspire them, would still drive them, and would be relevant to them. So even if it was to do with housing for displaced youth, that's still definitely a problem that displaced youth face. And even if they're not as interested in the education piece, that's definitely something that we'd want to encourage, you know, for students to do and participate and contribute to whatever they feel they'd like to contribute to and would make a difference.
Yeah, adding on to your point, Tomoko, in our presentation we kind of ended with a, we're going to see you guys soon and then we'll give you a chance to contact us. We didn't really give them an opportunity from that point on to get in contact with us and build on that passion that they might have had from hearing it. And so one thing that maybe we could have improved on was talking to the middle school teachers beforehand and saying, this is our email address, you can always talk to us if any of the students come up to you and saying, we're interested in Sky School but we don't know how to contact them, here's the email address. And also say that if you're interested in this topic, please don't feel afraid to come and talk to us about it, because we'd love for to hear that you were interested in being a part of this initiative. And I think that would have given them kind of an outlet if they really were passionate about it after hearing the presentation, rather than having to listen to it and then wait for a long period of time until we open up the applications and see that passion kind of fade away potentially, if they couldn't immediately go to what they were extremely interested in at the beginning.
And I think you can always send the teachers an email now, and that's definitely not something that's gone in the past.
Yeah.
And you could attach a video to it, like a short 20-second clip of you saying exactly what you just said. Nice friendly face helps all the time.
Yeah. Is there any kind of video that introduces the focus group or introduces Sky School? Because that might be really effective. Like tops a minute long video that introduces what the what Sky School is. Why there needs to be a Sky School. So firstly, what the issue of refugee education is, what Sky School is, and what we do, and what the focus group does, and it's like a minute long, and it just...
Yeah.
It's
no wonder if we could make, like, different videos, so we could have a playlist, so if people were interested in the Sky School organization, they can click on that. If they're interested in the student group, if they're interested in the why, just the why, then we've got like three different videos.
We could do like an introductory video and say, if you have these for each question, and then we could list questions at the end of the video and like have it click to there. But like, so that's like one place where they can see if they're interested from that one video, then they can go into the details.
Yeah.
But it's Like, I feel like if we give them all the details, then no one's going to be interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. That is a great idea, I reckon. All right.
Yeah, I think...
No, good.
I think we should send in an email and just say, like, these are our contact details. This is our, like, portfolio website in case anyone's interested.
And I think Anne-Marie and Debbie have always been supportive of trying to help get our student portfolio out there through Twitter and stuff. I know teachers like to retweet these things, especially in support of student groups like us. So that is also another thing we can work on, just the, not the content, but also the getting it out there. Because I know we get discouraged and don't feel driven to work on the student blog when we know that no one's looking at it.
Yeah.